1,200 calories, right? 1,200?
1,200.
That's a full day's meal. That's what you need for a day is 1,200 calories.
I ate a little less than half of it.
Like one of those MREs. Have you ever eaten an MRE? It's like 3,800 calories or something? All right. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. In just a moment, we'll welcome Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Fuel Show to the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Later on, Clyde Lewis is going to be here. More from Tim Riley. Top five. We do have a lot of crap to get here.
I know.
Scotty J will talk about the blah 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 blah, the week in geek, and so forth. From the he's normally in the dirty south, but now he's in the icy cold Oklahoma. We really do we have the storm bed? We should play the storm bed instead, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. From the storm-covered heartland, CNN radio correspondent Nanook of the Midwest, Ed McCarthy. Hello, sir.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yes, have some. I'm fine, Ed. You're in Tulsa, right?
Tulsa.
And now, go ahead.
Outside here, slipping around on the ice out here.
Now, what? How? I know this sounds ridiculous, but how bad is the weather there? And the reason I'm asking you this is because we've been kind of bitching about the fact that it's a little bit cold here in Portland, but I wanted you to give a sense of perspective to people in Portland as to what it is like elsewhere. What's going on in Oklahoma?
Well, you know, it's the sun is out now, but for 3 days we kept getting these ice storms, and people are actually driving now. It's melted a little bit, but a fire truck just went down the street, so that means that another accident. And a lot of people have died from this thing. 36 people are dead from the storm, and it's been pretty miserable. So tonight the temperature is going to get down to about zero, and that's going to be pretty bad because a lot of places are without power. They're trying to get them going again, you know. Power crews are having a tough time.
Do you feel like you've done... let me ask you this. When stories like this happen, is this because, and I probably have asked you this before, are you the geographically closest to Oklahoma, or have you displeased somebody at CNN?
No, actually, I am fairly close geographically. I think that's a good way to put it. I actually thought that this was going to be a real bad storm, and from historic standards, it really is. So, you know, I think it was the right call to come here. I think I was on the plane that was the last plane in. And, you know, they were de-icing one as I was at the rental car counter, and I could see outside that, you know, this plane was going to try to take off, but it was pretty iffy. So I think I really just got in here in the nick of time to cover this thing.
Is Oklahoma one of those places where you got to plug in your car at the curb to keep the block from cracking?
I'll tell you, I get this rental SUV, and it took me an hour to get the ice off the thing the other day just to get out. Yesterday, there was no getting out. It was really bad.
It makes you wonder why people would voluntarily live in a place like Oklahoma. It seems like after a while, you should pick up on nature's indications that, I mean, when there is a place like Atlanta, or when there is a place like San Diego, there is a place like wherever, it seems like... Why would you voluntarily say to yourself, yes, I'm going to live and die in Tulsa? It seems like you ought to reassess some of your choices, don't you think?
Tulsa's pretty, I really like it, though. It's a nice place. I'm right around the corner from where they're going to have the PGA tournament, so that's going to be coming up.
You got that. All right. Now,
they're not playing it now, though, I can tell you that.
Are you wearing those Yak Tracks things on your shoes to keep from falling on your ass? Are you...
Yeah, I've got boots on with the rubber soles and the hiking boots I've got on. But I almost took a couple of headers just a little while ago. Oh. I mean, it's pretty slippery out there.
All right, my friend. Well, stay safe, stay warm. I hope things get better for you guys. I just wanted to give a little scene. I hope this gives a little indication to the people of Portland why they really shouldn't complain too loudly, or God will punish us with a real winter.
I think we get punished everywhere we are in the nation. It doesn't really matter where you are. You get tornadoes, you get everything. You
know? People in Portland, though, are just sissies. That's the thing. People in Portland are soft. And I'll say that, look, and I love Portland, and I love living here, and I'm from the Northwest, but people in Portland are soft. You go to Denver, you go to Wyoming, you go to Utah, you go to Tulsa. You see what a real winter is, where God just puts a furious beat down on you for about 4 months out of the year. So, all right, Ed, stay warm, stay safe. We will talk to you soon, my brother.
You bet, Rick. Take care, Doc.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Ed McCarthy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good God almighty. That does not sound fun at all. Let's let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson radio program.
Josie's on a vacation borrowed.
See, this song may sound random. It'll all make sense later, though. It'll all tie together. It'll all resolve like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Dennis Pitzenbarger from The Fuel Show. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. And yourself?
I love that song. Can I just tell you, let's talk for a minute about this song and how great it is.
You didn't even let him get out how he's doing before you interrupt him.
You know,
it doesn't matter. I like the build up. I'll give you this. One of the best songs ever. Sorry.
It's a great song. Really, this song hasn't dated at all. I mean, I guess if you really listen to it, you can kind of tell the era is recorded maybe because some of the production. But, I mean, it sounds... It's a great song. The Outfield, they were originally called the Baseball Boys. That's a true story. Wait for it. Listen to that. Listen to how great that is. This is one of those songs, though. Yeah, I know why it's in... I know why it's in the folder. The great thing about this song is... This song has got one of those middle sections like the Flintstones where there's a whole lot of words that run together and like nobody knows what they actually are. Sarah, I'll give you $5 right now if you can tell me the lyrics to this song that at the section where he says, as you leave me, please won't you close the door?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. It's one of those things where it's like... And like nobody really knows what it is. I actually looked it up online a couple months ago because I was sick of never knowing exactly what it is. I love that song. I would put that song right up there with the breakup song by the Greg Kinn Band. You know that song?
I'm vaguely
Do you know the breakup
familiar.
Song by the Greg Kinn Band,
I don't
Scotty?
Think so.
Scotty, pleased to be having the breakup song by the Greg Kinn Band. Do you have that? If you have... You do? Oh, thank God. God bless you. I just want to give you a big hug, Scotty.
See, songs like that remind me of other things like Rock the Casbah. I mean,
but that song blows.
Well, I mean, but what I mean by that is the simplicity of it being
true.
So big.
No,
big music out of a simple line.
I can see that. No, it's like a Rick Rubin thing where it's boiled down to the bare basics, and then you turn the basics up as loud as you can. I don't like The Clash, and that's a whole thing. That's a whole thing that Greg Glover and I should never be in the same room for too long because I don't like The Clash. I never have.
Maybe that popped into my head because of the fact that no one knows the real words.
I could see that, though, that similarity. The great thing about this, though, is it's just perfect little flawless guitar pop. I mean, there's just... It couldn't possibly be any better. And the proof of that... The proof of that is there's been a lot of remakes of this, and it holds up. Remember, I have a dance mix of this somewhere where somebody took this and they put, like, a techno beat behind it. And I'm just such a sucker for guitar pop. Well, while you're here, I should say, by the way, later on, Clyde Lewis is going to be in the studio with us. We're just going to do a little breakdown part here. And then you don't have any real reason to be here today, Dennis, do you?
No, I was going to give you a choice of four things, and we could just hit one before I come by
tomorrow. Talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
One would be poker and the word quad.
Okay.
The show 24.
Wait for it. Hold on.
Another shoulder to cry upon.
Yeah, but what's the line before that?
Wait, can you rewind it a little bit? I was talking, I didn't hear it.
I could listen to this song. I could have a station that just played this song. It just played this and Louie Louie all day. Wait for it.
Please don't close the door.
Right here.
And I'm afraid I told you. Just because you don't like me any no more.
Is it my heart won't beat anymore?
No. No. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
It's and as you leave me, please won't you close the door? How? Don't forget what I told you. Just because you're right, that don't mean I'm wrong. Which I didn't know for the long... I've heard that song for 20 years. I didn't know what it was. Just because you're right, that don't mean I'm wrong. Another shoulder to cry upon. Now, armed with that knowledge, let's listen again. I don't care if everybody else hates this song. We're going to listen to it as long as I want to listen to it. Such a great song. And so is the deal that Josie is the girl who's a little bit older, or the girl he's banging while Josie is gone is a little bit older?
I was under the assumption it was the girl that he was banging while the other was away.
Josie's gone. Josie is gone, right? Okay.
Yes, she is.
So, come around and talk it over. Come around, do me while she's gone.
Yeah.
So, I'm saying Josie is his age, but is gone. This girl?
Younger.
Mrs. Wright? No, this girl's older.
This one's older?
That's his pickup line. That's how he's getting in there. He's all... Because he's like, well, my girlfriend, you know, my steady girl, she's gone. There's so many things I want to say to you, miss, while she's away. That's his pickup line. It's like the whole, no, I like girls with a little meat on their bones. Totally.
I like single mothers.
They have good personalities.
I like quadriplegics.
Oh.
Roll on over. All right, I have to stop now. I'm just going to play it over and over. All right, did you bring four things?
Well, two were the poker discussion that maybe we can get into tomorrow. I know you're not a big 24 fan.
Oh, poker, you sons of bitches. I hate you all.
It got worse than that for me later in the night.
You guys. How could it have gotten worse? I was the first out. It took me longer. Let me just say this. We're here with Dennis Pitzenbarger from Fuel Show. We're talking about a poker game that I attended on Saturday, which I vacillated on. I was like, should I go? Should I go? I don't want to go. Should I go? I don't want to go. I want to go, but it's a long drive. I'll go. It took me longer to drive there than I lasted in the game. It took me half an hour to drive there. I was out in like 15 minutes. I mean, Jeff White, why don't you just get a goddamn house on the moon? I mean, what the hell is that? He lives farther away. I mean, and you know I'm not exaggerating.
I would rather drive to government camp.
I cannot imagine what that commute is in the morning. Would you say his drive in the morning is an hour?
That would be if there's no traffic.
How would you... What? I mean, look, I don't mean to knock him in. It's a nice house, and I'm sure it's a great place to raise children. But, you know, what... Seriously, his commute has got to be an hour plus every morning. And then driving home... Look, I was driving there on a Saturday at like 7:30 at night, no traffic. Half an hour it took me.
Oh, yes.
Anyway,
ridiculous.
Freaking half an hour, I get there. You know my first, the first card, and I'm not going to be that guy, but you know what my first cards were? Pocket aces.
I knew they were rockets.
Did I win with them? No, I did not. Thank you very much, you sons of bitches.
But you got to admit, the guy, he was like, he even felt bad. Bob looked at you and he's like, I feel bad, but the flop came out 777, and for some reason,
four of a kind.
What's the lesson learned?
Don't play poker ever again.
No, don't slow play.
Don't slow play. I should have gone in. We got to stop or I'm going to be that guy.
But. Hey, listen, I want to know why I'm driving a Ford Edge, which is a little commuter SUV. Great vehicle, you know, great for the family. But why Sarah was driving like the giant penis RT Magnum Hemi V8 car and I'm driving small SUVs built for families. I want to know what that looked like.
Dude, so, it was the raddest thing ever. It was bright red, and it's 2007.
The raddest thing ever.
It was. It was huge. And Lisa and I are driving around, and everyone, everyone has all their fancy cars and stuff, and we totally fit in.
I'm just wondering how many bull dykes hit on you, because if you see
hello.
Girl, sorry.
Does somebody need to read the blue book?
I'm sorry.
I think he does.
How many women that like women, were attracted to you while you were driving that car?
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Lisa and I were calling ourselves the ambiguously gay duo in a big penis car.
And you're telling me I can't say what I say?
I know. Okay, never mind, dude. I'm just saying. Look, whatever.
Oh, Dennis.
I'm not going to censor anybody who comes to the program. I'm just saying that. It is 2007.
I have no problem with anyone of both, I guess.
Yeah, dig yourself out.
I have no problem with the homosexual or lesbian community anywhere, nor do I care.
I thought he was going to say agenda.
No, or their agenda.
I have no problem with the homosexual recruitment of our youth.
Scott, I am in favor. I don't. I don't care. To me, it doesn't mean anything, so I guess that's why I take it so lightly. Okay. I could care less. I'm just saying that when you see...
I'm sure the gay community appreciates your support.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, two now. When you look at Sarah, she's like, what are you, 5 foot tall? I mean, you probably didn't even look over the... I mean, you're like...
That car, that Magnum is a giant... It's a schlongmobile.
But that's what I mean.
It's a penis extension.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
about. It's the manliest car. No, you really would look very, very mismatched or lesbotastic.
Well, yeah, and there's two of us, two girls driving around in this enormous red you know, penis car.
And it's red, too. That's the great thing about it.
The look at me color.
Totally. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, it's just a fun car. I wanted that. And then if you had any divulge of your drinking adventures. Obviously, once the car has been parked in a garage and the keys have been put away.
Oh, yeah. No, there was no way we were going to park that thing on the street. Now, we just, like, drove it during the day and then stuck it in a parking garage.
Now, here's the thing. So, Sarah was in L.A. over the weekend. By the way, what were the other things on your list that you were going to bring up?
Well,
I can get to them tomorrow.
Well, it was the we'll talk about the poker thing more. I know you hate.
Let's talk about the poker thing over and over and over and over again.
Well, I got just as bad a beat, pal. Later in the evening, you actually got to go home and watch some TV and do something. I was there till 2 in the morning and then got to drive home from the middle of the universe.
All right.
The 24 Open, which I know that you don't want to talk about because you don't like that.
No, but I'm curious about it. All right, what else?
It was very good. And then just the RT, the as I put it right here, the penis ride, and then the drinking adventures because, you know, I'm...
Well, we should talk about that a little bit. We're running a little bit late, but it's a holiday, so...
And I need to go. I just wanted to come in and say hi.
I wanted to come in and offend half of the gay audience.
I don't know.
And then leave. Your mission done. All right, no, hold up. Well, let's do this because we're running a little late, but it's okay. Let's finish this segment. We'll come back with Tim Riley, then Clyde is going to join us. But we should, I don't want to tease this too long, we should talk about this and why we were playing this. So Sarah was in L.A. over the weekend. We'll tell about all of your stories later, but do you want to share why this is relevant?
Lisa and I were at the Rainbow. And
Rainbow
started talking,
Bar and Grill.
Yeah, and we started talking to, like, this Australian gentleman. Because he was sitting next to us, and at first we were a little weirded out, we're like, don't talk to us, crazy man. Started talking to him, and he was saying how he was in a band in the States a long time ago and how they're getting back together and making new music and everything. And sure enough, he's like, oh, so what band are you in? And he's in the Outfield.
Really?
Yeah. Hung out with the drummer from the Outfield.
That's another one of those. He could have been impersonating because who would ever bother to check that?
Seriously. I think he looks kind of taken aback that we knew it. I'm like, either, you know, I got a picture of him too. So.
Really?
I'm going to compare.
Well, that's kind of like pop. Like, you like guitar pop. You know, that could be full circle where that kind of band with that kind of hit could bring that style of music back into the mainstream.
I love that song. I love that song so much. That is one of the all-time perfect guitar pop songs. It's not as good as, but I would put it, like, if I had to create a record, like a compilation of, like, the 10 greatest guitar pop songs ever, I'm saying that's on there with Surrender by Cheap Trick. It's on there. That's about as good as it gets.
But in your infinite pop knowledge that I get spanked around with every day, what do you think are the true chances of that type of band coming back together and bringing that back into mainstream?
I almost think they've missed their chance. Hasn't the 80s retro thing kind of done? And
yeah,
it's
kind of worn out. Yeah, but people will go see it just for that song.
That's a classic. That song will never get old.
But you got our generation, the X, Y, whatever the hell
Well, that's like the Knack, though. With the Knack, they tried to have their comeback, and it's like, just play my show.
Well, you would buy it, and you would play it, and you would pimp it, and I know I would buy it.
I'd interview them just so I could talk about how great that song is. And I know that bands like that hate that, but you know what? It's like just, and it sounds all corny and high fidelity and everything, but it's like, A, as that guy in the Bullet Boys said, better to be a has-been than it never was, you effing bitch. The guy in the Bullet Boys, his wife dumped him. She's like, you're a has-been. And he's like, I'd rather be a has-been than it never was. That's what he screamed on stage all drunkenly, like at her. She's not there, right? He's on stage. She's nowhere. She's like in Florida. He's on stage at Outlaws. He's like, you stupid bitch. You know, and he's all like having a breakdown in front of us on stage. We're like, this is so great. But you know what? If you can write a song that people are still singing 30 years from now, I mean, how many guys can do that? How many guys can say they wrote and recorded and released a song that people are singing 3 decades in the future?
Well, sure. If radio folded completely today after this is the end, this is never to be again, and 30 years from now, people go, you remember Rick Emerson? You remember Horns Across the Hawthorne? Oh, yeah. Do you remember? It would be that, you know, you'd be up there on the Hawthorne Bridge. You know, do you remember when?
Well, that's why we're trying to come up with Lisa Goddard's new last name, you know, so that our influence...
You mean besides Emerson?
See, why do you all keep saying that? You're trying to make me creepy.
Well,
I'm not
the
creepy.
One that texts you, Lisa and Rick sitting in a tree.
I'm not creepy, institutionalized. Why do you got to do that? All right, well, we'll have you back on tomorrow. We got break kicks. We got Tim, Clyde Lewis, and so tomorrow we'll bring... So you were drinking next to the guy from the Outfield, though, at the Rainbow.
Yeah, we ended up hanging out with him for a little while. And then there were So I was going to meet up with Storm. She ended up getting into town really late. We weren't able to hang out. And randomly, so she stayed home, but then we went to the Rainbow and randomly bumped into Lucas Rossi.
Ryan. No, save that story. Don't tell us. Okay, we'll break. We'll come back after this with Tim Riley.
Thanks for having me in. Hey, you got to hang on to that for long enough for me to get into my car so I can hear it, though.
All right, back after this, Tim Riley, Clyde Lewis, Dennis Pitchenbarger joins us again tomorrow, kids. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
I've decided we need to have a jingle. Because I was playing this, we have the...
That's not the funny part.
Without all of his business.
That was the funny part.
Couple Country 98.7 KUPL.
All right, I've decided that we need to have some sort of a jingle created for us. Well, we're not going to pay for it. Are you high? No,
we got to get someone to do free jingles.
Of course.
Are you trying to get someone to sing it?
We're going to make the audience do our work, as we always do.
What do you want? Three females, two males, no females, four females, no males.
So many answers to that. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. You're forcing me to clarify a vague concept. I don't know the answer.
Well, that's
to that.
How it's established by the jingle houses.
But don't you think that this show would benefit from having a Rick Emerson? You know, I mean, I guess we did have that before. I mean, I guess the point is we had those
with
at
the Hot Talk 1080
at mm-hmm. KOTK. We did have the
we had long ones.
The
we roll with Susan Powder.
Susan Powder.
Jeez, balls.
Isn't she dead?
No, she's still alive. What happened was after. You know, her show was, you know, telling people to live a life like hers. Well, everyone around her just cleaned her out of every cent she had. So she's like this housewife living in Seattle with nothing and no interest anymore. So
that's too bad.
I know it is.
I found her.
She
really
was a nice
hot.
Lady.
Yeah, really? Did you ever meet her?
I never met her. No, but I listened. She made a lot of sense, but I mean, she just didn't last very long.
Yeah, she was kind of hot. Tony Grant, is she dead?
I thought she was, like, embalmed when she was on the air. I remember her picture in the lobby. Looks like, that's a dead woman whose picture is on the wall.
That's compelling radio. Here's the Tony Grant Show. Just the sound of gas escaping. You know, that's the weird thing, and then we'll go to the news here, is that, you know, Tom Likas, he just moved studios about 5 months ago, but, you know... Tom was in that studio in Culver City that he just left. He was there from 94 until just last year, 12 years. And you know, that wasn't his studio. That was Tony Grant's studio. That's the thing about that. That's why he was always so grumpy about it, because they just now built him his own studio. That studio that Tom did his show in for 12 years was originally built for the Dr. Tony Grant Show. And he said that's why he said, like, the carpet was like cranberry and yellow or something, because those were her college colors. Mm. It's like, every day I had to come in here and see this weird carpet pattern. It's not even mine. It's Dr. Tony Grant's college pattern. And so she, I don't know what that's all about, but no one cares. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, here's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth,
bam,
this is Tim Riley.
So I guess you're grabbing, apparently, that semi-jackknife in front of Hooters on I-5 right before you get to the coup. Then I heard there's another rollover on I-205.
There's something there about a rollover at Hooters.
Hmm?
There's a... No, I got nothing.
We get nothing. Well, John Murtha, who's always very critical of the goings-on in Iraq, said the president is violating one of the principles of war.
He sent overwhelming force in. Instead of doing that, they're sending in a little bit at a time.
All right. Carl Levin said it would be wrong, however, for Congress to get funding for military operations in the war.
I don't support using the power of the purse, because I think that sends the wrong message to our troops. We're going to continue to support our troops, although we disagree with the policy.
Here's the right message. The right message is to send them over there and have them repeatedly shot at for no real reason at all and for no actual gain. To put them in harm's way so that the Iraqis can have cheap gas and the world is no safer. That, of course, expresses all of the respect that we have for our troops in this country. That's really the message we ought to be sending. Jesus God Almighty.
Meanwhile, John McCain, who must be said in his own mind that he's going to lose anyway, believes that if the U.S. military withdraws troops from Iraq, the results will be catastrophic.
We have gone in to clear and left, and the insurgents have returned. This is a chance under the new leadership of General Petraeus and Admiral Fallon to have a chance to succeed. Do I believe it can succeed? Yes,
he slipped and can't concede. That's it right there. That's the Freudian slip. He said concede.
He's very Floyd-Wellian.
Yeah.
Mr. McCain says there will be problems in the Middle East if we leave. I'm serious. These people actually believe this stuff. And hope that the great unwashed don't notice.
The Saudis are going to have to support the Sunnis. The Kurds are going to have increased problems with Turkey. The list goes on and on. And the bloodletting will increase. Which means to me that we will be back in there only under fire.
That's it, and he's done. That's it. I didn't cut
the Saudis
that
are going to have to support the Sunnis. The Kurds
listen,
are going
to
have.
We'll never know what he meant to say.
Problems
now
with Turkey. The list goes on and on, and the bloodletting will increase.
That's a creepy statement.
Which means to me that we will be back in there only under fire.
And there you go. So I guess we'll never know. He apparently had some pearls of wisdom to share with us there, but I don't know what they might be. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Howdy.
Hey, two things, okay? First off, General McCain just said, was that General Betrayus?
What?
In the John McCain, he had a quote.
Yeah?
And I swear he said, General Betrayus.
The
Saudis are going to have to support the Sunnis.
Oh, next one.
The Kurds are going to have. We have gone in to clear and left, and the insurgents have returned. This is a chance under the new leadership of General Petraeus.
Oh, no, yep. Portraeus.
Portraeus.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, boy, that's appropriate. But, on to your jingle.
Yes.
You that jingle with the goofy sound and whatever, is that Delana? Was that her job beforehand?
Oh, and the couple waking crew?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Swear to God, that sounds like Delana crying and whimpering and what have you.
Whimpering
play,
and
play those two things side by each, and
all
you
right,
tell me it ain't the same.
Oh, okay, hold on, pal. Just let me load up one of these. Let's not get over
this. This is low tech. It takes a while to put these little boxes in the machine.
Hold on. Let's see. Where's the sound of Delana crying? All right. So, ow.
Lee and Susan.
Oh, dear.
Well spotted, sir. Fantastic.
I saw that one coming.
Excellent. Thank you. Wait, hold on. Let's just one
more. The funny part. Oh.
And the waking crew.
That was the funny part.
That's genius. Well spotted, sir.
There you go. Take it and run with it, man.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
There you go. Well done.
Wow.
You said, see, the listeners, they're no fools. Listeners of this show, they know what they're doing. All right, here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
Makers of the tropical island drama Lost say they talked with CBS executives about setting an end date for the series. There's no sense the finale is coming anytime soon, but knowing they have a deadline will help writers of the convoluted drama lay out how they want the story to end. Once we figure out what that'll be, a lot of questions will go away. Lost is in its third season. The producers citing Fox's The X-Files didn't want to wear off their welcome. That was a great show and probably ran two seasons too long. This is a cautionary tale for us.
I'm trying to think of programs that have ended because I was reading that story this morning, and I have quit watching Lost. It doesn't really matter to me. But the write about The X-Files, it's like a 7-season show, should have been 5. Buffy, 7-season show, should have been 5. The programs that lose their punch like an aging boxer, The Simpsons is a perfect example of that. I'm looking to see if I have anything else in my head to say about this. I know it's a big popular show, so I ought to be able to say something relatable.
Yeah.
Scotty, do you watch Lost? The television program? Hell no. Okay. Well, there you go. Recent program, being relatable as always.
Everyone's so helpful.
Here's Tim Riley.
Well, the BBC came under new fire after it announced plans for a $400,000 TV documentary devoted to the most offensive word in the English language. The program, tentatively titled The Love of the C Word, is billed as an examining why the word has become more mainstream in recent years. The presenter, who is expected to be a comedian rather than academic, will interview pundits, academics, and artists about the use of the word over the past 30 years, and the word C-word itself will be broadcast uncensored.
Crikey?
No.
Carrot?
No.
Cucamonga?
No.
Cucumber?
No, the words are too long.
Contrarian?
Still too long.
Country?
Still too long. Tree?
Go ahead.
Well, contributors will include a feminist academic.
Contributors?
The author of the Virginia Monologue.
The Virginia Monologue. Yes, vagina, there is a Santa Claus.
Let's see here. The Virginia Monologues.
There really ought to be a play about hillbillies called The Virginia Monologues. And it's just a guy sitting on stage whittling a stick and going, yep. And then he spits, and then he go home. Yeah, I think we've exhausted all of these single entendres we can of that.
Let's do one more, and then we'll bring Clyde Lewis in. Controversial rock singer Pete Doherty spent last night in a jail cell after his latest run-in with the law. The Baby Shingles frontman, who's 27, was arrested after a car was reported as stolen.
Won't you join the fight against Baby Shingles? Or wait, no, that'd be a baby found abandoned in a Home Depot aisle.
Okay, now the show's finally getting underway.
Little
3 hours later.
No, they'd find that baby like at a Lowe's. Or like at a Home Depot aisle 12. Little Baby Shingles needs a home. Won't you please donate clothing for Little Baby Shingles? Baby Shingles would be right next to Packy Rose.
How is Packy Rose anyway? We haven't heard anything about her lately.
Bad, I would imagine. I don't know. I know. I'm sorry. That was mean. I don't know. Laura didn't really appreciate the humor of the Packy Rose.
Why is that?
I don't know, because she's a woman without humor. I think Packy Rose is hilarious. Where is little Packy Rose? Has she been given away?
She's in the loving arms of the state child authorities.
She's in the loving arms of the federal government. Being raised by the government, not unlike Charles Manson was. So there you go. Because nothing guarantees a well-balanced individual like being raised by the state. Was that the one more, or were we doing one more?
That was like the third one more.
Okay. Bam.
And they're all good ones.
They're all good. It's fantastic. It's all gold. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Radio Program, the original Harry Scary Guy, the host of the Ground Zero Lounge, from ClydeLewis.com. Clyde Lewis!
What an intro, man. That's awesome.
What's up, brother, man? How you doing?
I don't know. I'm just kind of... I was just having some good coffee in there, talking with Scotty.
How do you feel about my assessment that this is one of the greatest pop songs of all time?
Is this Alphaville?
No, oh, it's not Alphaville. Don't be retarded. This is Alphaville is, I can see why you're saying that, though. Yes. I'm sorry, I take back the statement about you being retarded. That
no,
was mean.
I haven't heard this song in forever. I thought it was Alphaville.
No,
I don't want to lose
your
love.
I can totally see it, because that guy sounds like that, the Forever Young. He totally sounds like the Forever Young guy. Yeah. Well, okay, I'm sorry. That was mean of me. I can't believe I said that. You're right about that.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
This is like an ad hoc top five. I really ought to, I love that he's all sly about it, too. Baby, I like my girls a little bit older. I find wrinkles to be a turn-on. I like girls who wear patches. I like a girl with a peg leg. And
I like girls with tattoos.
See, listen to that. Just a crisp, clear sound there. It's got that knack production on it. Great harmonies.
He's really singing in that high top range, too.
Beautiful.
And then have you ever heard that song, what is it?
It's fantastic.
Sky High by Jigsaw. That guy has a great range, too. It's like that... You're blowing it all sky high.
I can't do a top five now. Wow. I can't do a top five guitar pop songs now because I'd be giving it away because everybody knows that would be honest.
So that you call that a guitar pop song?
Guitar pop, yeah, because it's not really rock as such.
Like
I mean,
Jesse's Girl is a good guitar pop.
Totally,
song.
Jesse's. That's what I'm saying. Jesse's Girl. It's hard to define too. It's not really rock as such.
Right.
You know, it's not really like an AC/DC. Like it's not rock, but it's not like a Human League song. You know, and it's not like Death Cab for Cutie, which is a little too A little too beta.
Summer 69 really also by Brian Adams.
That's a great guitar pop song. Now, here's another one. This is, I had Scotty find this. You know, another great, and see, I'm saying like Cheap Trick Surrender is like the definitive guitar pop song.
Well, that's a loud, just really ripping guitar in the beginning of the song.
This is a fantastic song. I don't know if Sarah knows or something. This is, you know, this would make a great, the song I'm about to play, this is a great guitar pop song, and this should be like a Ramones song. This is an honorary Ramones song to me. If you can picture in your head the Ramones playing this, it would have been perfect. This is a beautiful song.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you know the song, Sarah?
I think so. I think I recognize it.
Wait till you get to the chorus. The chorus, you can hear Joey Ramone singing it and the dun-dun-dun-dun. Greg Kin song, the band. The breakup song. It's right there. You know I love the thing.
Great song.
It's beautiful,
always.
They really don't write them like this anymore.
No, they don't.
I wish I'd written this song. Right here. This is where it becomes a Ramones song.
Song, I bet it's not your list, but I really like it. It's kind of a guilty pleasure of mine. It's a song by Josie Cotton called Johnny, Are You Queer?
Johnny, I know that song.
That is a great song.
I know that song.
It's a Ramones song.
Yeah, I totally know that song.
It is a Ramones song.
I didn't know it until you played it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That part is just... A little echoey for today, but, you know, still good.
This is also Kids in America.
Oh, yeah. Is that Taylor?
No. We're the Kids in America. Whoa.
Know that from Clueless.
And there's also Amy and the Italians.
Wait, no. So who did Kids in America? I know that. Who did
Kim
that?
Kim Wilde did that.
Kim Wilde. That's right.
I think it's Kim Wilde.
And Greg Kidd also did I Lost in Jeopardy. My Love's in Jeopardy.
Love's in Jeopardy.
Yeah. The Kids in America.
Kids in America. And there was another
Storm
song.
Does a great version.
Amy
of that.
And the Italians. I Want to Go Home is another good song. It sounds like a Ramones tune.
Oh, man. I just... Really, this is...
Want to go...
I mean, like, full-on...
Sing that. I have, like, Cartman sing that song.
Full-on Don Geronimo mode today. But, yeah, that's... Boy, Valerie Loves Me by Material Issue.
Yeah.
Caller is...
I'm sure... I don't know, you know, if anybody could name their best guitar rock songs to make... You know, it's just the guitar in there. The riff is so memorable.
I don't even know why we started talking about... Oh, it's because Sarah had... Sarah was drinking next to the drummer for The Outfield. When she was at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
That's who it was. The Outfield sing that song.
Here's the great thing about the Rainbow Bar and Grill. That place is legendary. Because
it's awesome.
Jim Morrison used to drink there. Led Zeppelin used to drink there. Alice Cooper used to drink
Lisa
there.
Lisa told me that Guns N' Roses would hang out there.
Guns N' Roses. Everybody. I mean, in the 80s.
The Outfield, huh?
The 80s, during that era, the Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses. I mean, before that, too. Back at the whiskey era. Like 68, 69, 70. That, you know, those two places are right. There's the Roxy, and then there's the Whiskey and the Rainbow Bar and Grill. And they were all legendary. And, yeah, there was two different eras, really. There was the late 60s, early 70s, when it was like the Doors and Zeppelin and Alice Cooper, who used to be at the Rainbow all the time. And then in the 80s, it was all Motorhead, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Faster Pussycat, L.A. Guns.
Is the Whiskey still purple? Or do they repaint it? Because the whiskey is purple.
It was black.
It was black.
Yeah.
Purple building.
And the great thing about the Rainbow is, if you go upstairs, were you upstairs or downstairs?
We went upstairs.
If you go upstairs, you see that plaque where it says the L.A. Vampires, and there's a whole plaque. There's a plaque, or there used to be, I haven't been in a long time, but there's a plaque up there that says blah, 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 this is for the Hollywood Vampires. And the Hollywood Vampires, as I understand it, and there's different versions of the story, but the Hollywood Vampires was this sort of unofficial club that rock stars belonged to. And the deal to be a Hollywood Vampire, Alice Cooper is still the story, is that you had to, it was just a group of rock stars who would go to the Rainbow and drink all the time. And he's like, you had to drink until you were just passed out and carried out every night. And there was for a while, there was a thing above it. And it was like, there's a little plaque that said the Hollywood Vampires, and there were names like carved into the wood. And it was like, and it said like Alice Cooper, you know, and whatever, Lemmy, you know, Lemmy Kilmister. And it was like, that was the thing, was at a certain point, somebody would just carve your name up there and you were a Hollywood Vampire. And L.A. Guns actually did a whole record called Hollywood Vampires, which was all about the rock legend in L.A. and the Strip and that whole nightlife there. And that place is just so legendary.
Yeah, it was awesome. We ended up going there both nights. We went there for a little while on Friday, and then we just, we spent a big deal time at the Rainbow. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
I mean, it was really crowded and loud, but had like the craziest people there, and it was really cool.
Yeah. Clyde, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
You know, today's program has been very random.
I'm kind of,
good show, very random. I don't even know, I have no idea what's coming up next on the program. I don't even know where we're going after this, and we'll do this, we'll have Tim, and then I don't know. Anything could happen, Clyde Lewis.
Okay, well, we could make it happen, I guess.
Anything
Let's make it happen.
Happen. Absolutely anything.
Let's make craziness happen today.
You weren't here for that.
No, I wasn't.
Here's the thing. You see this cart machine?
Yes.
We found this cart machine laying in the back room, and I demanded that the engineers hook it up because I found a closet full of carts.
Oh, I'd have known that. I would have brought one of my... I would have brought... I have a CD of an old song I did called We Bop for Hail Bop. That's kind of stupid.
So
Chupacabra songs on cart, too.
We're just going through all of these carts that we found. And I have no idea what a lot of these even are, but they're just, let's see here, hold on.
I think I have an old cult radio thing on cart, too. That
I have a bunch of carts at home, but you know, the thing is, one cart doesn't necessarily work on all cart machines because the heads get misaligned.
Driscoll and Ebert, give it two thumbs up.
Why would anybody even need that drop?
Roll over.
Let's see.
Man, if this is torture, chain me to the wall.
God, I hate radio.
Some morning team is like
seriously, that's
rolling over their graves.
Seriously, and you know when they got fired, whoever that was, and they had to move in, and make sure you take that cart with Cheech Marin. Don't lose it. That my entire show depends on that drop. That's that. Let's play that one again.
Siskel and Ebert, give it two thumbs up.
No. Let's see if we get the burp again. Yeah, that's somebody who doesn't know how to. That's somebody who doesn't know how to record onto
we
a
used
cart.
We call it a cart fart.
Cart, yeah, cart burp. That's a. Well, yeah. This is. All right. This is.
Man, if this is torture, chain me to the wall.
I want. Whatever. We should break here. We'll come back with Tim Riley at the top of the hour. Clyde Lewis, we'll stick around. Hey, do you want to do the top five?
I don't know what it's about.
Todd, Scotty J created it, the top five cold songs.
Sure.
All right. We'll come back with... Oh, hey, listen to that. Speaking of the strip in the 80s. God, I love Faster Pussycats. Dean Snyder, this one's going out to you. I mean that in a heterosexual way. 503-733-2970. The Rick Emerson program continues next. Don't go anywhere!